It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you. Oh, I love that song. And welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. That was Joe, right? Joe, not Joe Sample. Ray, who was that? Joe Jackson, right? Okay, on today's show, our guest is Richard J. Fischel, MD and PhD. He's a board-certified thoracic surgeon who's been practicing general thoracic surgery in Orange County since 1995. His specialty is minimally invasive video-assisted thoracic surgery, also called VATS. So when we say VATS during this program, you know what we're talking about. Once again, it's minimally invasive video-assisted thoracic surgery. And he also received his PhD in surgery and immunology. Welcome, Dr. Fischel, to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Let's start with your specialty. You're a pioneer in the technique of VATS lobectomy for lung diseases. What exactly is a lobectomy? And I should know this already since I had to have one last year, but I'd like to hear your official description of the procedure.
Yeah, I would hope if you had to have one, your doctor explained it to you.
He did, but I was rather sick at the time, and I'd rather hear it now than I'm well.
Understand. The process of treating a disease of the lung will often involve resecting a piece of lung. So a lobectomy, you have three lobes on the right and two lobes on the left, and a lobectomy actually just refers to the removal of one of those lobes.
Correct.
So, you know, the standard way of doing that is through what's called a thoracotomy, and a thoracotomy is a chest incision, usually anywhere between 10 to 14 inches, with one or two broken ribs where the doctor puts their hands in and does the lobectomy.
Right.
And it's been done that way for 100 years, and it works, and it saves lives, and it's a good operation. But it's very invasive. It's a very big deal to recover from, and it hurts. So what we do in my specialty, and I'm a board-certified cardiothoracic surgeon who stopped doing cardiac surgery 15 years ago and only concentrate on lung and chest surgery. My specialty is doing that same lobectomy, the same exact operation, cutting across the artery, the vein, the windpipe, and taking all of the lymph nodes through a 1 or 1.5 inch incision without breaking the ribs, all through a video camera, which I think offers the patients a huge advantage in recovery, return to normal activities, significantly decreased pain. And as we're finding out by the data that's being published from the people who are doing this, probably even a significant survival advantage by having the operation done through smaller incisions.
Fantastic news. Now, how long is the usual recovery period for a VATS lobectomy?
Right. For a VATS lobectomy, again, it depends on what disease you have. I mean, if you come in with a lung cancer and you're otherwise healthy and don't have associated emphysema or weight or serious weight loss or things such as that, the patients who have the operation are usually in the hospital anywhere between 2 and 4 days, and they're sore for about 2 or 3 weeks, as opposed to with a thoracotomy where you could be in the hospital anywhere from 7 to 14 days and sore for 6 to 8 months, usually.
Wow.
Okay, now everybody's different. So you know, some people we do thoracotomies, and they do very well and get up and jump out of bed and all that. But we do hundreds of patients through the video procedure and pretty consistent numbers, 2, 3, 4 days in the hospital and out of the hospital doing normal, regular activities with a Band-Aid on, just noticing that it is a bit sore because it was still a real surgery.
Sure. Well, I got to tell you, I was doing yoga again after about 4 months after my lobectomy, just to give people some hope, you know, and you don't really have to put your life on hold for a whole year, as some people think they might.
You would hope not. And again, you know, the people we do, one, everybody wants, the number one point is we want to cure the disease or treat the disease properly that we're going after, be it cancer, be it infection, be it unknown foreign bodies, whatever it is we're doing, we want to have the best possible treatment. And the fact that we can often do it through little incisions with less pain, it is good, and we're very happy with that. Now, Hoag started doing this when I came here about 5 years ago, and very much like the national programs who have adopted VATS surgery for the treatment of lung disease, our percentage of cases treated by the VATS technique has gone up from 0% to about 80%.
Wow.
Of all the cases we treat in the chest. So that makes me very proud. Since I've been involved with this program, the patients who come to Hoag Hospital for a lung procedure of any type have a very good chance of getting it done through a video camera, which makes us, you know, I think at the top of any hospital around and on equal footing with the major academic centers where this is done.
That's just fantastic. And as a patient, I would just like to say thank you so much. You know, quality of life is huge in terms of, you know, whether you have your ribs broken or not. You know?
Right. And again, I don't want to discourage people who have to, if you have to have your ribs broken, you have to have them broken.
Right.
You will heal, you will get better. You know, life goes on. But the quality of life is our main push, our main focus here. So the VATS lobectomy is one thing we've done, and all the other things that we're involved in involve minimally invasive approaches to all the other things that people need, such as lymph node biopsies and lung biopsies and mm-hmm. biopsies of nodules. You know, instead of making incisions, we can do them through scopes. We can do them with our super dimension bronchoscopy system, which is a GPS-guided computer setup system where we go in and find the little nodules inside the lung and biopsy those without a surgery. We have video mediastinoscopy. We have all sorts of things that we've been bringing into the program here so that when you come to Hoag, you can have as much minimally invasive workup, treatment, and diagnostic procedures as is possible anywhere.
It's a great day and age to be a patient, and technology is our friend.
It's a great day to be a doctor, because picture if every person you worked on had pain for the rest of their life and they came to your office and complained about it, it wouldn't be a really fun job.
All right, now I have Brad in Torrance, who sent us a question via email. He wants to know, if they take part or even half of your lung out during a surgery, will it grow back?
Right. It's a good question, and everybody asks that because they've all heard about the liver growing back.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, the true answer is no, you don't grow any new lung tissue. But what does happen, say I take out half your left lung, there's the other half is still there, it will actually grow in size and expand to help fill that space.
Okay.
And even though half of your left lung should be one-fourth of your total lung function,
mm-hmm.
most people, their body readjusts and gets used to having that piece missing, so you lose more like only 10% of your lung function by having a surgery like that. So, you know, those are things we have to consider, because not everybody has good enough lungs to lose a piece of lung and still function properly. So everybody's treated as an individual. Every case is reviewed separately to see what's the best for that individual patient.
Absolutely. Now, you've come this far with VATS. What's next on the horizon of possible techniques and options for patients with lung disease?
Right. Well, that's a good question, too, because everyone keeps asking us, why don't you just use the robot? You know, robot sounds wonderful. It's great for prostates and things like that. Well, the fact is, the holes we make to do the VATS procedure really allows me to stand at the patient's side, and I'm doing the operation with my own hands, you know, through tiny little holes. The robot, we could make maybe a smaller hole, but by the time you're done, you have to get the piece of lung and the cancer out of the body,
right?
At which point you make the bigger, I mean, that's usually the biggest hole that we make anyway, is to get the piece out. So as far as advancing the surgical technique from VATS to robot, you know, we could do it, but there really is no advantage. The advances that are going to come in lung cancer care are going to involve things such as early detection, which we work on very, very strongly, because if you find lung cancer early,
mm-hmm.
it is curable. If you find it later, it's not usually going to be curable, and that's the biggest problem with lung cancer, is there's most often no symptoms until it's gotten to a stage where we can no longer take it out with a surgery. So early detection is key. The other thing is going to be what we call personalized medicine. Right now, if you have a lung cancer, you're treated with the standard chemotherapy for lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
and what we're finding is for some people that works very well. For other people, it doesn't work very well, and what helps determine that may be some sort of genetic factor. So we are going to begin testing all of our tissues for the genes that have been evaluated that help the doctor treating the patient give the best personalized, individualized care to that patient and with their disease. And to that end, we formed a collaboration with UC San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
Dr. David Jablons, and a number of other academic centers where Hoag is going to be one of the only, certainly one of the few, probably one of the only community hospitals to be participating in this tissue tissue testing and tissue reserve for genetic markers so that we can help personalize our lung cancer care. And I do believe that's going to be the future of lung cancer care, is early detection and personalized treatment.
Well, we thank you very much. A fantastic group of folks that are going to be working for you as a patient at right there at Hoge. And then, of course, the network you mentioned. So you really can't be in better hands. Today, we're talking with Dr. Richard Fischel, thoracic surgeon, president of the American Lung Association of Orange County, and expert in the field of VATS lobectomy for lung disease. Thank you, doctor, for being on the show. In our upcoming segment, we'll be talking about Hoge's lung cancer program and the latest treatment options. So call a friend or two and let them in on this great free expert advice. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoge Health Radio.